Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Tyrae Nichols' murder renews calls for change in policing. McCarthy to meet with Biden over debt ceiling. And drone attack on convoy in East Syria coming from Iraq. It's Monday, January 30. I'm Anthony Davis. Across the US, state police have murdered roughly three people each day consistently since 2020, according to academics and advocates for police reform who track such deaths. Tyrae Nichols' fatal encounter with police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, recorded in video made public on Friday night, is a glaring reminder that efforts to reform policing have failed to prevent more flashpoints in an intractable epidemic of brutality. Nearly 32 years ago, Rodney King's savage beating by police in Los Angeles prompted heartfelt calls for change. George Floyd's execution in Minneapolis in 2020 summoned a national reckoning that featured federal legislation proposed in his name and shows of solidarity by corporations and sports leagues. All fell short of the shift in law enforcement culture black people in America have called for. A culture that promotes freedom from fear, trust in police, and mutual respect. The five officers are now fired and charged with murder and other crimes in the January 10 death of Nichols, a 29-year-old skateboarder, FedEx worker, and father to a 4-year-old boy. From police brass and the district attorney's office to the White House, officials said Nichols's killing points to a need for bolder reforms that go beyond simply diversifying the ranks, changing use of force rules, and encouraging citizens to file complaints. Still stuck in Congress is the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which would prohibit racial profiling, ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants, limit the transfer of military equipment to police departments, and make it easier to bring charges against offending officers. Joe Biden said he told Nichols's mother that he would be making a case to Congress to pass the Floyd Act to get this under control. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy will meet with Joe Biden at the White House on Wednesday for talks in the standoff over the federal debt ceiling and prospect for a U.S. default. Hardline Republican lawmakers are withholding support for a measure that would let the country pay its debts until Democrats agree to spending cuts going forward. The White House has said raising the debt limit is non-negotiable, citing the risk to the U.S. economy from a default. Analysts are skeptical that the face-to-face talks between the Democratic president and Republican leader will end a high-stakes crisis where members of both parties see opportunities to score political points before the U.S. Treasury runs out of money to pay its bills this summer. On Sunday, McCarthy said that Republicans will not allow a U.S. default and that cuts to Social Security and Medicare would be off the table in any debt ceiling negotiations. But he added that Republicans want to strengthen the costly retirement and health benefit programs for seniors, a statement that the White House called a euphemism for cuts. The US Treasury this month activated extraordinary cash management measures to avoid breaching the $31.4 trillion limit on federal debt imposed by Congress. But without an increase by early June, the Treasury has said it may run short of cash to pay the government's bills, risking the biggest threat of default since a 2011 standoff. Biden had previously pledged to hold the meeting with McCarthy as part of a series of engagements with the new Congress. Biden has been sharply critical of McCarthy's Republican caucus. He characterized them as fiscally demented earlier this month, threatened to veto their legislation, and accused them of trying to balloon the deficit, favoring billionaires, raising middle-class taxes, and threatening popular benefit programs. Drones attacked a convoy of trucks in eastern Syria on Sunday night, shortly after it crossed into the country from Iraq, Syrian opposition activists and a pro-government radio station said. The strike comes amid heightening tension between Iran and its rivals in the region. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack on the convoy in the Syrian border of Bukamal, which is a stronghold of Iran-backed militias. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an opposition war monitor, said the drones appear to have been from the US-led coalition, adding that they targeted six refrigerated trucks. The group said there were casualties and ambulances rushed to the area. The attack in eastern Syria came hours after bomb-carrying drones targeted an Iranian defense factory in the central city of Isfahan, causing some damage at the plant. Last month, Israel's military chief of staff strongly suggested that Israel was behind a strike on a truck convoy in Syria in November, giving a rare glimpse of Israel's shadow war against Iran and its proxies across the region. Israeli leaders have in the past acknowledged striking hundreds of targets in Syria and elsewhere in what it says is a campaign to thwart Iranian attempts to smuggle weapons to proxies like Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group or to destroy weapons caches. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hello, this is Gary Chachot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.